And so, I mean, oxaliplatin obviously is very heavily utilized right now in colon rectal cancer, adjuvant therapy, metastatic disease. It, you know, it seems to add something in those situations to 5-FU alone. As you mentioned, the NSABP is trying to determine, is there a value to adding it pre-op in these patients?
Correct.
What about the option of using oxaliplatin off study? I know oncologists in some situations do it. I don't know if it's right or wrong. What do you think about it?
If one takes a lead from cooperative group trials, which aren't perfect, but at least it's a group of experts trying to guess what the best therapy is, we didn't think we had the resources to take patients who have gotten preoperative radiotherapy and then give either 4 cycles of 5-FU and alone or 4 cycles of oxaliplatin, because we also had the issue of the biologics, in particular bevacizumab. So the current intergroup trial, E5204, chaired by Al Benson, takes anybody who got neoadjuvant chemoradiotherapy and then randomizes them, assigns them to FOLFOX as a standard.
As a
standard, plus or minus bevacizumab.
Exactly. So that kind of reflects what I'm saying. And then they're looking at this experimental question, will bevacizumab add to it?
Exactly. And there are multiple bevacizumab trials in colon cancer. But I think the important thing is, given our shrinking resources, we just can't answer every question. You'd like to have oxaliplatin in the colon and rectum, but I think you have to generalize sometimes.
But getting back to my question, are there situations where you would actually, if say a patient's not eligible, not interested in, say, a study like the NSABP study, where you would offer oxaliplatin off study, pre-op?
We have. And in fact, we've reported it in abstract form. The paper's written. It's ready to go. At our institution, basically, we have about 130 patients that have been treated off study. In fact, our surgeons were so impressed with what they saw at the time of surgery. These are very experienced surgeons who, you know, had done it without chemotherapy some years ago. They came from Jefferson, where they used to do pre-op radiation a lot. Then with 5-FU and then with oxaliplatin, basically they didn't want to operate on people who didn't get it.
So in this series, what fraction of the patients had path CRs?
About 30%.
Wow.